Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The truth, ain't no easy way out.
Well,
Joe,
that's true. There is no easy way out of an 0-2 hole. Win tonight, play tomorrow. Let's get this thing back to Philadelphia.
Can I take this moment just to give a shout out to somebody real quick?
Sure.
Because I think it's deserved.
Okay.
Because I mean, this is my first time ever interacting with this person since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very organized, and they did a, like, I mean, I'm not trying to take a shot at anybody, because Most does a wonderful job. Most does a wonderful job. But Vonnie, dog, like, when I walked in this morning, like, you know, I usually cut some stuff and all this other stuff, but she was so thorough in, like, her approach and just so, you know, like, so organized.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I mean, she did a heck of a job. So I just wanted to give this moment to give her a shout-out, man, because she does a heck of a
well
job.
Well-deserved. She helped us.
You're with
us
all
out.
Due respecting Mosh, right?
Yeah,
now.
You are.
I'm not. I love Mosh.
Well, I'm not surprised. She helped us out in the summer when Kyle was out one day.
But
and,
she's she's
yeah.
thorough.
Yeah.
She's
we had
very thorough.
Our producer that was in that day was running a little late, and she cut some audio day for us. She saved the day from behind the scenes that day.
Yeah, and I just wanted to give her flowers, man.
So put a little pressure on Mosh.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
Just like Bryce.
I mean,
well,
somebody needs
Bryce,
to.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. I'm not trying to put no pressure on Mosh, but boy.
No, you do.
You
should.
Put the pressure on Mosh.
Today's the day to put pressure on people.
I mean,
Bryce, Schwarber,
but see, here's the thing. Because I got to ask Kyle this, because Kyle would know better than me. I had to do, you know, I had to do something at Chicken Piece one day, and I had to do a cut. I had to,
you
know,
read,
cut something.
Yeah, yeah. You
had to do a read. And normally we would cut it, but I was out of the studio, so Mosh told me, you know, suck it up, Buttercup.
Really?
He was like, yeah. Do you think Vonnie would have did me like that, Kyle?
I can't imagine, though.
No, because it just doesn't seem like that's the type of person she is.
Yeah. You think Mosh is getting a little complacent?
Yeah,
I think
no
so.
Question.
It feels like
yeah. There's you know you find out some people are foxhole people and some people aren't, and we're finding out around here who are foxhole people.
Well,
that's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. As Hugh gets messy with our coworkers,
that little extra
throwing Mosh right under the bus.
Hey, that little extra icing that y'all put on, appreciate that, guys. That was
no problem. All right. Speaking of extra icing, John Middleton was on the afternoon show on Friday at our Red October rally, which, by the way, that was such a fun day. We need more than three games after the Red October rally. Phillies, we got to get this into game four. But part of the reason I have hope that they're going to fight back tonight and they're going to get a win and we're going to get this to Sanchez tomorrow night for game four is they have been a tough, resilient group. I mean, in every way. Every time they've had rock bottom moments, and they've had quite a few this year, they mm-hmm. bounce right back. The Wheeler injury, bounce right back. They do that. And John Middleton, listen to what he said on Friday about this group and kind of comparing them in his run since he's been, you know, part of the ownership group in terms of toughness. Here's Middleton on Friday.
I think this team is the toughest team I've seen since the 08 team, frankly. Maybe 09 team. But it's just, I mean, they go up to Milwaukee and take two out of three there. They come down and they sweep the Mets in four, you know, and then they go out to L.A. and you don't have Zach and you don't have Trey and you don't have Alec and you don't have Edmundo and you don't have Jose. And they, by the way, we sat on the runway for 5.5 hours. We landed in L.A. at 4:40 Philadelphia time, got to the hotel at 5:40 Philadelphia time, went to bed at 6:15 Philadelphia time. And they get up with all those players missing, and they beat L.A. in L.A. And just to make, you know, they come back the next day and beat them again. And that's just, I don't know that there's another of the 28 teams in baseball that could go out to L.A. with those five players missing from their staff and take two out of three from L.A. That's a tough team. And they won, they kept coming back. You know, the games were back and forth, and they just kind of gutted them out at the end. That's a tough team.
I agree with him. In a lot of ways, the way he framed the season, the team, he's right. Now they got to go do it tonight. And they got to get a victory. They're swimming upstream, obviously, against this Dodgers team,
mm-hmm.
You know, playing their best baseball right now. But that's my hope tonight, is that they have shown toughness in their toughest moments. When they've been down, they've bounced back. They need to tonight. Do you hope? Do you believe? 215-592-9490 for this poll question. The results here are wild to me. What are you feeling more heading into game three? So we've been, you know, Hugh, going back and forth on two potential options, right? Hope they win or believe they win. Now, Kyle threw a third option in the poll. And the third option right now, as I look at it, is winning the poll. Three choices people could vote for at WIP Midday Show. Hope they win, believe they win, or third option, just end it. Hugh, do you know what the results are right now?
I was about to say 60%, just end it.
43% hope they win. 13% believe they win. So you've only convinced 13% of the audience so far. 44% just end it. Boy, that's a tough look.
Yeah, that's surprising.
That's a tough look for the Phils. Tough look for us. Tough look for the city. I mean, I understand at some point you want to be put out of your misery, but that's me if they're down 6-0 in the third inning tonight. Can we just get to the end so I can go to bed? But not now. We got hours to go before the game. They're not down 0-3 in a 7-game series.
And it's not like they got dragged. They didn't get dragged.
No, they didn't. And again, they have a potential game 5 back here if we can get it here. I don't like that. That voting is a little too much for me. 44% just ended. Well, like, come on.
Now, you know, like, and I would venture to say that most of those people are like keyboard gangsters, because that's kind of a keyboard gangster move to just give up, you know, just talk tough.
Yeah.
And then when the going gets tough, you don't get going. I've never been in a situation. Now, I've been on the ropes. You know, you talk about games and it looks like it's not going to go your way, but never quit. Never can quit. Like, there's always a chance, and you know, it's a pride thing too, you know, because you got, you know, when you quit like that, you got to look at them kids and they ask you, well, hey, Dad, why you quit? Because I was soft. You know what I mean? That's just, come on, man. You can't do that. You can't do that. You got one more game, and you gotta fight it out. Yeah, you got to pull out all the stops.
The other thing for me is it's such a long season. We've been invested for one. You know, we went to spring training the March 20th or whatever it was. Then the season started. We watched 162 games, got amped for the playoffs. I can't just want it to end before it's end. Like, when it ends, it's over, it's over. Like, and that might be tonight. It might be tomorrow. It might be Saturday. It might be 2 weeks from now. Or it might not end. They might win a championship. Probably not, but, you know, it's still possible. When it's over, it's over. Like, to invest all our time in a season this long, and then before they're eliminated, to just say, put me out of my misery?
Like, what do you got to do? What you got going on in your life where it's easy for you to just quit? Because I would venture to think that most of the people that are voting ain't quit too many times in their life on anything. But then again, it kind of makes you wonder. You know, and I know people say, well, it's just sports. I mean, but we're invested in this.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're invested in this, and we've been invested in this. And if you're voting, you have to feel some kind of way about it. So just to know that there's one game tonight and that's the way that you feel is surprising to me.
Yeah, and again, I think it is a difference that it's not a 7-game series down 0-3. That obviously has happened only once, the Red Sox-Yankees 2004. It's happened. Now, the odds are stacked against them.
Definitely.
It's probably a 90% the Dodgers win the series based on history. But there's 10% isn't one. It's not zero. Like, there is a chance in a 5-game series to go down 0-2. I was trying to think this morning of the ones that I can remember. 17 Yankees and Cleveland. 2012, the Giants and the Reds. And that the Giants team, they lost the first two at home and then had to go to Cincinnati, kind of like this. Yankees A's in 0-1, I believe it was. And Mariners came back on the Yankees in 95. So, like, every so often, 5-ish years, this happens. We're probably due for one of these 0-2 comebacks. Roman is on the turnpike. What's up, Roman?
Hey, hold on. Let me get y'all a speaker real quick.
All right, Roman. What do you got for us, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Roman, what's up, buddy?
Man, listen. You know why that number's 44%?
Why's that?
Because we feel like they ain't trying. There should be a mandatory gag order for Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber, until they do something in this series. They wet in the bed. They're going up there swinging. They look overmatched, and they just look out of it. Then you got Alec Baum coming out talking about how nervous at the plate they are. This is the NLDS, man. You have to have some type of fight in you, but you can't expect us to fight, and you going out there, and you ain't fighting. 57 home runs, and you can't manage a base hit? You can't. And every time you strike out, Schwarber, every time you strike out, you look like you've never seen that pitch before.
It's not. Yeah, it's Roman. It's not good enough. It's not good. Schwarber's been terrible. Harper's got to be better. And Trey looks lost up there. Not good.
And then you got Bryce Harper sitting up here talking like he told Bob Thompson what the game plan was going to be.
Yeah, that bothered me.
That's crazy to me. You can't figure out how to help this team win with all that money you make, but you can concentrate on the pitching staff?
Yeah, that kind of.
Yeah, how about we got to do our own job? Yeah, how about we get a hit tonight, Bryce? How about we hit a home run?
Yeah. Yo, I'm going to say this, and I ain't trying to change the topic, right? But I watched Jalen Hurts get criticized for way less. But these three guys at the top of the lineup, $300 million? Come on, man. Come on. I want to see them win tonight, but as we're sitting there at 11-10, I'm in that 44% to say, man, just end this, because I got zero confidence in Aaron Nola. Zero.
Well, Roman, you're not the only one on that. The guy had a 6 ERA this year. Roman, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. For where you at as we head towards the game tonight, game number 3. The gut feeling. Like, what are you feeling today? Is it hope they're going to win and extend this to game 4? Is it belief? I mean, there's Roman, one of those 44% that says, just put me out of my misery. I'm not there. I still have hope that they're going to bounce back and get a game tonight. Hugh Douglas has full belief. As far as it goes with the criticism, Roman hit on something there, what he said about Jalen and kind of comparison. It's why it's going to be so hard for them, Hugh. And not just, like, they could justify it from a baseball perspective, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we bring everyone back next year. We won 96 games. That they could do that. They did it last year. They justified bringing everyone back. It's going to be impossible for them to convince the fan base about running it back. It's just going to be impossible. You can hear it in people's voices. The belief in this group has gone from sky high in 22, and then it's deteriorated a little bit every year. There's no way they're going to be up. I mean, they might do it. They could do whatever they want. But there's no way they're going to be able to sell the full fan base, we're running this thing back, if they go out with a whimper here.
I tell you what, Bryce Harper better not come back next year with the Bryce Harper rivalry pack again, that's the case.
Yeah, he shouldn't come back with that anyway.
He shouldn't come back, but like, what burns my biscuits is how much you went into detail about Ranger. Dog, what about you? Like, you're the star of this team. You're the guy that would come, you know, we was on Bryce Harper fit watch after every game or before every game, all what Bryce Harper got on. You were a trendsetter. And for us to be facing elimination, you know, you get asked, this is what really got me, because when you ask, hey, we just got to, what do you say, how was it, flippant comments, oh, we just got to take it one game at a time, but we got to win one game or whatever. But then you go into detail about Ranger. Like, dog, seriously? Like, that's what you're doing? That's where your energy is going? Instead of saying, hey, I need to be better. Because at the end of the day, you know what's funny? Now that I think about it, I remember playing, not Donovan, but Boomer. Boomer was this guy. You know how when quarterbacks talk about what everybody else doing when you in a loss instead of talking about what you're doing? That's what I heard. That's what triggered me, because playing with a guy like that is irritating, because you got something to say about every other aspect of the game, but the part that you can affect the most. Like, you affect the runs. You got some stellar pitch in the last couple of nights, and you watching Ranger. Why aren't you in the batting cage? Why aren't you getting your stuff together?
Twice.
I'm just saying, man. That, listen to what's being said. Like, I hear, like, I don't think he's a phony, but I hear what she's saying. The young lady that called in earlier, I hear what she's saying. Because that's tone deaf. We've been talking all week about being tone deaf and saying, like, for you, like, that bothers me. Yeah, we're facing elimination, and you got all that to say about the pitcher. So how about you give me some help?
Yeah. Well, I think to your point on this, and again, he's asked the question. I think they asked him because they knew he'd answer. But the answer there could be, we need to score our pitcher's runs. Bottom line, we have faith in Nola. I have faith in Ranger if he comes in. We need to get them some runs. It's on us tonight. Because to your point, Hugh, the first two games have not been about the starting pitchers. Christopher Sanchez pitched his butt off. Luzardo was as good as, in terms of, you put the stat out yesterday, as good as anybody in terms of retiring consecutive batters in a Phillies playoff game since Roy Halladay. And I thought about it after you said it. That Roy Halladay game you were referencing, I believe, was against the Giants, the 2010 Giants, who were a good team. They won the World Series, but they were not an offensive team. Considering what Luzardo did the other night against this Dodgers lineup,
that was pretty impressive.
It's amazing. And they still lost those games because they haven't hit. This whole thing would be easier, I think, for all of us to grasp if it was the bottom of the order, if it was Bohm, if it was all those guys. We'd be like, all right.
But it's the usual suspects.
Well, that hurts more because we need those guys. The reality is Harper's not going anywhere. Turner's not going anywhere. To ever get to a World Series and win one with these guys, we need them to hit. Bryce has to hit tonight. Schwarber has to hit tonight. Turner needs to hit tonight. Like, tonight's not about Nick Castellanos, as much as, you know, everyone's pissed at him for what he said 2 days ago. Tonight's not about Brandon Marsh. I mean, it's wonderful if they hit, but, like, they need the top guys to hit tonight. That's how you win the game tonight. Because at some point, you know what's going to happen? We've kind of danced around this. Otani hasn't done much. Betts hasn't done that much.
They're going to wake up.
Yeah. I mean, like, at some point, Otani's going to hit one to the moon. Like, we got to match them. Let's go to Matt in Bucks County, who I believe was convinced by our guy Will in the Northeast, firing everyone up in the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Will, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yeah, 100%. Will got me fired up. I was just like you, 100%. I moped all day yesterday. I couldn't get anything on that, and the fact that my work truck broke down, so it was kind of like piling over.
That's a tough day.
I was ready to just walk over to the Walt Whitman, but
no, don't do that.
You know, no, I won't do that. I'm just playing. It's just depressing. That's all it is. And she's right. There's something missing with Harper. Something's going on. It's like, and Hugh, I think you said it yesterday. All the things that you're talking about, snickerdoodle protein and you know. I think he's got way too much on the side, bro. Like, he lost his focus. I mean, granted, he's building a family. We said that. He's got the kids. He's got that going. He's got his protein. He's got his clothing line.
Snickerdoodle.
Like, can we get back to baseball? Like, we have to do something, you know?
Yeah, I'll steal a line from Jalen Hurts, Matt. Let's keep the main thing. Let's get some hits tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the bottom line. And we're missing one. I mean, like, you guys talk about Schwarber. You guys talk about Turner and Harper. Where's Bohm been? Like, where's Bohm been? I mean, he started the season out mediocre, and then he hit the longest slump in the world. But, I mean, like, he's not present. I mean, like, I'd rather have Sosa play in third and knowing that something's going to come out of it. I just feel like nothing has come out of Bohm in the last. I know he was injured.
Yeah.
Is he still injured? Is he still fighting that injury? You know?
And
I don't know. There's so much to talk about.
There is, Matt. And listen, I don't trust Bohm either. I never have. He's not a cleanup hitter. Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is, Matt. And Matt, good phone call, man. And we appreciate it and enjoy it tonight. Hopefully we get a victory out of it. But as far as the Bryce stuff, look, Hugh, I feel it. I think we all feel it. The tenor is changing on him. He has to reverse it. I mean, this whole thing relies on that. He needs to hit tonight.
Yeah, it's nice tonight.
Yeah.
It's nice tonight. I believe that. I know I just went on this whole rant, and I'm still waiting for that protein powder to go on sale because it's like $69.
It's a lot of money.
I mean, but I'm still locked in with Bryce. He can get it done tonight. Tonight, it's going to be a good night for him and Schwarber. I believe that. So much so that I'm going to go home and drink me a pot of coffee. I'm going to stay up and watch this game. I believe that this feels like it can potentially be a magical night. You know, when you talk, and listen, I know I sound crazy, but we've already established that that's probably the case.
Well, we know that. Yeah.
But there's something to be said when you break out the powder blues. You know what I mean? And I know that might not sound like a lot to a whole lot of people, but I remember I was riding this morning. I was listening. I was stuck in traffic too, by the way, coming from Delaware. And I'm listening, and I heard the reporter say, yeah, and the Phillies are bringing out the powder blues. And I was like, the powder blues. And I got to thinking, Joe, I'm like, you know what? If I recall, there's been a lot of great baseball that has been played in those powder blue uniforms. And I said to myself, you know what, Hugh Douglas? I was talking in the third person at that point, Joe. because I was feeling good about myself. I said, you know what, Hugh Douglas? Tonight's going to be a good night. And then I asked myself, well, why do you think that, Hugh? And I said, you know what? It's the powder blues. And I told myself, that's kind of stupid, Hugh. But it's not. Because there was an old saying. I had a teammate of mine. His name was Al Harris. And I remember he used to set, I think I told you this story, Joe. He used to set his outfit out every day. Well, every Sunday, because he couldn't set it out every day, because, you know, every day, you know, but on game day.
A lot of tangents.
On game day, he would set this outfit out.
Where'd the story start?
It started with the powder blues. So let me cook, let me cook. So then he set the outfit out and he used to say, look good, play good. And if you play good, they pay good. So this could potentially tonight be a history-making moment. All because of those powder blue uniforms. I think they're gonna do it tonight, Joe. We're gonna extend this. We're gonna stave off this execution. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna bring that thing back to Philly. And then we're moving on to the NLCS, baby. It's happening and it starts tonight. Tonight is the night. And it's all started from those powder blue uniforms.
Well, now, if you're on 95 this morning, you know why Hugh Douglas was talking to himself in his truck. He was workshopping that rant right there. What's wrong with him? He's having a whole conversation with himself.
What's wrong with that old man?
Is he okay? All right, let me throw this out, because you got everyone fired up with that, Hugh. And you mentioned earlier you're parlaying, a homer for both Bryce and
both,
Schwarber?
Yeah.
You ready
both
for this? These numbers after last night's game? So we had two games last night. We had the two AL games, right? Mariners win and Yankees win last night. Teams to out-homer their opponents in the postseason. 12-2 so far. Enough of this. You know, we always do the small ball thing. They need small ball to win. They need to hit the ball over the wall. They haven't hit a home run in either of the first two games. They didn't hit a home run in Game 4 last year against the Mets. They didn't hit a home run in Game 3 against the Mets. They've gone 160 playoff plate appearances without a home run. Hit the ball over the wall. It will ignite that dugout. It will give Aaron Nola a lead, then Ranger a lead, whatever. They need a home run tonight. It feels so simple, and it feels so hard right now for them to get one. They need a home run. It starts with Bryce. It starts with Kyle Schwarber. 215-592-9495. All right, more of your phone calls. We'll get everyone up in the show today. Are you with Hugh? Can they get this game and extend the series? Do you hope? Or do you believe? Plus, what Ken, some would call him Blade Rosenthal, said about the future of this team if their season does end here. What's on the line tonight? Legacy? Jobs? Yeah, I do believe there's at least one job on the line tonight. We'll hit it next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, by now you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink. I would be drinking at a tailgate if I wasn't working. It's the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a little hint of honey. It will be your touchdown at your next tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirits stores and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
But tonight.
I wouldn't have thought of Phil Collins, but it's high.
Not a Phil Collins guy?
I mean, he had his run, but no, not really.
It's a fair way to describe Phil Collins. Yeah,
he had a run with Miami Vice.
Yeah, yeah.
But then outside of that, what, Sissu Studio?
I mean, Genesis was pretty big. And
yeah, the group.
But he had In the Air Tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
that was Cheech's walk up.
I guess it was more than a small run. He had a run.
He had a run.
Yeah.
I mean, he did the soundtrack for Tarzan.
Yeah, that's true.
Which one?
I think you're underrating Phil Collins.
I think I did, but I feel comfortable doing it.
Okay.
You mean the cartoon Tarzan or the one? Okay. Or was it Greystoke?
No, it
Greystoke
was the cartoon.
Was the legend of Tarzan. No. You're talking about the one, the Disney?
Yes.
I didn't watch that.
You missed that one?
Yeah, I missed that one.
Well, you got time tonight before the first pitch at 9:00. Watch a little Tarzan when you get out.
I got a hell dive tonight. Okay. We got a hell dive with my clan.
There you go. Why? Why?
I just like saying Clint.
I told you about this.
I like saying Clint because it just makes you uncomfortable.
Of course, it makes me uncomfortable.
I mean, you can say it. We can't.
I know, but you know? People hear it and they're like, what are they talking about?
But people do that every day, all day, regardless of what we say. They still don't know what we're talking about, and they still got something to say about it, so it don't matter.
No, I know. It's just like, you know.
It's like Hugh's nickname for the Eagles defensive line.
Well, no.
Okay, I forgot.
I did think about it when they put when Ojulari was up this week and playing. I was like, well, they got everyone now. The whole group.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, you can say it, but the rest of us can't. All right, Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Elliot will join us coming up at noon as the Eagles have a division game tomorrow that I can tell you I haven't thought more than 5 seconds about the entire week. We'll get his thoughts on what happened yesterday. Sirianni spoke today on the morning show with DeCam and Richie, but also those guys talking about speaking, you know, Saquon and Jalen and AJ. So we'll get to all that with Elliot, coming up at 12 o'clock today. All right. Can we hear from Ken Rosenthal on what's at stake tonight Phillies? Well, some would call him Blade Rosenthal. I guess that was Jolly said that was his nickname back in college.
Blade. They went to Penn together.
Yeah. They used to
run the same circle.
Yeah. And then I guess Rosenthal's nickname was Blade back then.
Like, why did they call him Blade? Did he have like a switchblade?
I'm thinking like the Outsiders.
People.
He's got a little leather jacket on, hair.
He was out there stabbing
with
folks.
The switchblade.
Was Little supposed to be a joke? Ken is a little bit shorter than everybody else.
He's a petite man.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
He's a great baseball guy.
Good reporter, petite. Yeah. I like Ken Rosenthal.
Did you see him knock over that camera, dude? I wouldn't mess with him.
Well, and the eyes he gave him, like, don't you dare mess with me.
I thought you was about to say, like, knocked over a liquor store or something.
Well, you saw his eyes. You would think he might.
Back in the day.
All right, let's stop slandering Rosenthal. Let's hear what he had to say about the Phillies in the future if tonight goes bad.
Right now, you have a situation where the Phillies are scraping. They're going back to L.A. It's hard to imagine them winning this series, of course. And then if the series ends at some point and the Phillies end up losing, there are going to be a whole lot of questions about the future of this team, how they're going to go forward. Schwarber and Realmuto are free agents. You would think the Phillies want them back. They don't have obvious internal replacements. Rob Thompson is manager. I would say he has done a good job. He is not the problem, but I would expect if the Phillies go out, there to be some kind of change.
Well, I agree with him on the last part. You know, if they go out, there's going to be change. Now, how they go out, when they go out, certainly impacts, right? They come back and win the series, they get to the next round, they get to the World Series, that's different. But if they go out tonight or tomorrow, Hugh, and they're out in the to the Dodgers before this even gets to Game 5, I find it very hard to believe they're going to run the whole thing back.
Can't run it back.
Sorry, so what's on the line tonight? I mean, number one, first and foremost, is Topper's job. I think his job's on the line, and especially with the Nola decision. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, think about that. Game one, it was the bullpen stuff.
Yeah, you riding with a guy that if he gets rocked.
Yeah, game two was the bunt. And then if you roll Nola out there tonight and he gets rocked, I don't think Topper's back next year. So there's that element.
I know you're talking about the bunt, but the more I watch that bunt, that ain't on Topper.
But Topper Topper knows who's on second base.
Situational awareness.
But you know who your guy is.
Yes, but you also would think that he would know that if you hop twice and Mookie Betts takes off, that you don't go to that base.
You got to know your people.
That's almost like running down the hill and you see the bear trap, right?
You run right
into the bear trap.
Yeah, but you got to know who you have. Castellanos is not the brightest bulb. I mean, we can be.
See, now that's something.
I mean, he's just not.
Because it's like, when you see that and when you really look at the weight of the moment and you realize that he had no shot at that play and he still went. You're like looking at him like, dog, what you doing?
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Like, what are we doing?
So, I think Topper's job is on the line here. But then there's also the roster, Hugh. And I said it a few minutes ago. It's hard for me to believe they run the whole thing back and expect the fans to fully buy back in.
Yeah, that's the one right there, Joe. Because you can't. Like, this fan base bought into it reluctantly, begrudgingly. And for you to sit there and try to run it back the same way, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, look, Schwarber's a free agent. Realmuto's a free agent.
Yeah, if it goes south tonight, he ain't coming back.
But all right, so let's play that off out for a second. If Schwarber's gone, it changes the whole operation for next year, because if they want to compete at this level and they want to have 95 wins again and win the division, They got to go replace that bat.
Yeah, they do. But with what? Because he's the hottest bat out there.
I know. I mean, there's free agents, but they'd have to spend on someone else. Pete Alonso, Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman. I don't know what they're going to do, but there's a lot on the line here tonight. And then the legacy stuff. Hugh, we've taken calls all morning. People are annoyed at Bryce Harper.
As they should be.
Well, so, but then if this goes bad, does the worm start to turn on how people talk about him?
Yes. I know. Listen, I'm about to say this, but I know that there are some monetary ramifications of this. But I think there's a conversation about Bryce.
In terms of?
Of, hey, can we move on from him? I think there's a conversation. Like, nobody's above reproach in this situation to me. I just feel like that because it's the same old, same old.
So, all right. So, you know me. I would trade anyone to make the team better, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was the one that said trade Harper for Juan Soto 3 years ago. But if you're how are we getting? Are we? Is the plan still to compete for a World Series, or are we going into a rebuild?
I think it feels like it goes into a rebuild. But I don't think.
Man, that's going to be tough.
See, here's the
you
thing.
You think John
though.
Middleton's prepared for a rebuild?
Here's the thing, though, man. And this is how I look at it. And you could say I'm crazy because you know you guys have forgot more baseball than I know, and I respect that. But here's the thing. This is Groundhog Day. It's Groundhog Day.
It is.
And we went into this series with the best pitching in the series. If I do recall that was said. Like, when you talk about all the pitching that's in this matchup.
Well, we're supposed to have a better bullpen.
All of that. But you're supposed to have better pitching. We got good pitching. We've gotten good pitching in previous games where we've been in this situation. What has been the common denominator? The hitting. And you're so much so that even this year, you saw guys adjust their swings and change the way that they're approaching everything, and the outcome is still the same. How do you justify running that back? Like, seriously, how do you justify keeping a guy on the roster that has, ever since, the Bedlam in the Bank moment? What has he done since then? In the last two playoff series. Not when I say the last two, I mean this one and the Mets.
Yeah, not enough.
What has he done? Like, how can you justify that? Your biggest bat, the dude that had the audacity to ask for more money, has not shown up in the last two postseasons. But got a lot to say about Ranger. Got a whole lot to say about his game. But his game is non-existent. How do you justify that?
Well, so here's my thing in this. I don't think they're going to trade Bryce. I don't think they're going to move off or even think about moving off Bryce. But they can't justify running it back. So I think they have one of two options if this thing goes bad. The first and most simple option is Thompson's out. And you say we need a new voice in there to make the right moves in the moment. The second option is they go and add. You know, I'm going to – in 2023, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, what do we think of those two guys as? Winners, right?
Yeah.
Big game guys. They went 1-for-21, and they got swept by the Diamondbacks in the NLDS. This happens once in a while. I'm not trying to take Bryce off the hook or Schwarber. Once in a while in a short series, two or three guys go ice cold. It happened to Betts. It happened to Freeman. Do you know what the Dodgers did that offseason? They added Shohei Ohtani. They said, we need more because Betts and Freeman are great, but we need more. So the Phillies have one of two options. They can either reimagine this and move off, let Schwarber walk, get rid of the manager. Or they could keep doubling down and try to get more and realize they don't have enough. I don't know what they're going to do. All I know is this. If this goes bad, there's no way they can sell me. It's the same exact thing the way they did this past year. Because, remember, we needed the pledge to start the season to get people to care about the regular season.
Pledge.
Well, you didn't. But we could pretend.
Yeah.
But we needed that because it felt like people were in the wake me up in October. Can you imagine if they try to run the whole thing back next year? I don't even think that will work. People will say, screw it, until they win in the playoffs. I don't care. They're the Sixers then.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance whatsoever, nor should there be, that they move off of Harper, Turner, like that kind of thing. I also don't think there's any chance, nor should there be, that they go into this and say, like, we're going to rebuild or we're going to run it back. Like,
so then I need a new manager or add more players.
Right. They have to play it sort of like the Dodgers did. And they have to play it like I think other teams, like, again, I'm going to point to the Mets because we know what they're going to do this offseason. We know what their plans are. Like, their competition in the NL is going to try and load up.
Yep.
It's going to be like an arms race again. And we need to be prepared to, like, if John Middleton is true to his word that it's just money, then Go show me. I want to see, like, I want to see you add more stars.
Because
not start stripping
enough.
The thing down.
Right, and to the point, to go back to the Dodgers, they already had Freeman and Betts. Like, they had a lot, they had a big payroll, they had plenty of stars, and they kept going. They added Otani, they added Yamamoto, now they added Sasaki. This is Kyle said, it's an arms race. We'll see, but I think the first domino to stop her. 215-592-9494. Hope or belief, where are you on tonight as the Phillies try to force a game number four? Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Let's get something straight here. Mm-hmm. Hugh's belief is based solely on his gambling.
At least someone said it.
That is not true. I'm offended.
Don't lie.
I feel like
partially.
Like,
partially.
No, I just feel like they it's a pride game. Like something's gonna if they don't win tonight, and it all depends on how they lose. Well, it's gonna get ugly. It's gonna be ugly around here.
Of course.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is. Well, I'm more where Joe's at. I hope they do. And, Joe, you gave some stats at the opening of the show about how the Phillies have come back from getting swept by the Pirates or getting, you know, there's spots in the season where it looked like they were just, what are they doing here? And then all of a sudden they come back and they run off five or six wins in a row. So by the end of the day and by 9 o'clock tonight, I'm probably going to be where Hugh is. But I'm not quite there yet. I'm just, I don't know, man. Just the way they, and I'm, Hugh, I'm with you with Bryce. Dude, don't talk about the pitchers. Why don't you just say, hey, look, we got to get them some runs. Because these guys, you definitely got to get Nola runs.
Yeah, you got to help him out. You got to help him out, man. And for you to, like what bothered me, Jeff, is that you had a lot to say.
Yeah.
About an aspect of a game, of this game. That hasn't been a problem, but you went into staunch detail, like that bothered me.
But what he left out was he said I don't really know what their plan is specifically. Yeah, he does. Everybody knows what the plan is on that team tonight.
Yep,
come on,
they do. Yeah, it's Nola for a short period of time, and then it's Ranger, and they're going to cross their fingers.
It's all hands on deck tonight, man. It's all hands on deck, and nobody you're foolish if you don't think that's the case.
Well, let's see what happens at 9:08 tonight.
You got it, Jeff, man. We appreciate it. I'm going to throw this in there for all hands on deck. Hugh, earlier we kind of went over, all right, Nola for you and I both see it similar, 2-3 innings. I envision Topper walking to the mound sometime in the third inning to take the ball from Nola and hand it to Ranger. The other thing is they spent a lot to go get Duran, right?
Tonight.
So, listen, and he's pitched fine, but the only time he's pitched is when they're down or, you know, it's not impacting the game. You know what I need tonight?
You need to
two
see
innings. Two innings. It's elimination.
It's all hands on deck. This is where I'm at, Joe. Nothing would surprise me tonight.
So he has pitched more. He's pitched two full innings 19 times in his career. In a perfect world tonight, I go from Nola to Ranger to Duran, and I get out of there with a win. I'm not giving the ball to Strom again or Kirkering for an inherited runners. None of that. Just give the ball to Duran. Last week, and I know his team lost, so obviously it wasn't his fault. Mason Miller was pitching five outs at a time. This was the guy they wanted. They went and got him. Eighth inning. Let's say the Phillies are up 4-3. Somehow they've gotten through seven innings with Nola and Ranger. It's 4-3. I don't want to see anybody else on the mound but Duran. Get him out there and say six outs.
Now, if Kirkering or Strom are out there, we're unserious.
That's exactly the word. It's totally unserious. Like, just give the ball to Duran, and I'll worry about tomorrow. And that's not worried about it. Terrence in Springfield is up. Terrence!
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? What's up, buddy?
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
If we're going with Nola tonight, and we're not going with the Ranger, the big game pitcher tonight, we need these bats to come alive. We need this core of star high-paid players to look at each other in the visitors' clubhouse and say that we're not ready to go home, that we're not done, we're not finished. Because if they come out tonight and they tuck their tail between their legs, I ain't gonna say what I wanted to say. But we have a batting champion. I haven't seen that. We have a home run leader. I haven't seen that. We have a star in Harper. I haven't seen that. We haven't hit the last three postseasons. Our pitchers need help, man. We've been in these games, as you were saying. We've been in these games, and they were there for the taking. The pitchers need help. We need to score runs. But Nola, you have a chance to spark this team, man. You have a chance to change the momentum in the series. You have a chance to wake your team up tonight. And it starts with this one game. Show us that you can win this game with that contract that you were given. We don't want to see the same Phillies collapse, you know, the tell-tuck crap. Show us you want this, man. Show us that you want to be legendary. Tonight it starts to – I heard you say this, Joe. Reverse the curse. You got to climb back in the series, man. We got to reverse this mojo of it not hitting. And it can all blow up tonight, guys. It could blow up. They could break our hearts again. And they call it fighting for something. Is they going to show us they can fight, man? Because, look, do it. Don't do it for the fans, man. Do it for yourself. Like do it for yourself. Look in the mirror and do it for yourself, man. And it starts with tonight.
It does, Terrence. And they desperately need a lead early. I mean, I need that Dodger Stadium to quiet down. I need a run or two on the board early. Terrence, appreciate the phone call. The other thing is, and this dates back to the series in September, the Phillies haven't touched Dodgers starting pitching in forever.
Yeah, that's been a truism.
Yeah, we need to change that and get a lead. Like, it's one thing to, like, oh, we'll rally late and all that stuff off their bullpen. All right, okay. How about a lead early? It was game one, it was Ohtani. Game two was Snell. You go back to the series in Dodger Stadium, they didn't touch those guys. I mean, no hit by Ohtani and Snell and Yamamoto. It just feels like the Dodgers have a very quiet confidence. You're like, we got them.
Yeah, you need to take that away from
them. Yes, yes.
And it starts tonight. You got to get this one. Because, like Captain Obvious over here, if tonight's it, everything's going to change if you don't get tonight. So you got to come out with that sense of urgency. You have to.
No question. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. How are we doing?
Just a quick note to Chris in Middletown. You can never understand the You People chat until you become part of the You People chat. You People, keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate you all.
A man of the You People, Aaron in San Diego.
Pretty mean.
With that being said, I hope the Phillies got a good night's sleep because today marks the dawn of a new day. Because of their past performance, they've played themselves into a single elimination tournament. You lose, season over, we got plenty of ammunition to talk about in the offseason. You win, you're guaranteed one more game. And gentlemen, tonight is the thing that movies are made of. The Phillies' backs are against the wall. Hope is fading. And who does Topper and the Phillies turn to? Aaron freaking Nola.
Oh, yeah.
Homegrown talent. Historical Phillies pitching career. Who has fallen on hard times, and the fan base is starting to lose faith in, has to go into Chavez Ravine against unsurmountable odds. And all he does is pitch an absolute six-inning masterpiece and becomes the catalyst that ignites the fire amongst this Phillies team that starts their World Series championship run. Now, I have no facts. I have no stats to back up my claim. All I have is my fanatical, my crazy fandom, my diehard fandom. I have a feeling, I have a belief that these boys can do it. And gentlemen, say it with me. I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win. Let's go fight and build.
Let's go, Aaron.
Do it.
Let's go, Aaron. Appreciate it. So, what do we think, Aaron, there?
I mean, he's gotten better.
Yeah,
I mean, he came with a little bit more energy.
He wants the music so
bad. I know, he really
know.
Does. he almost feel like he's going to bring a band into the background or just put his own music in the back.
I just like how when I say it, Kyle just like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Aaron, you might as well give up. Kyle's never going to give you the music. That's not going to happen.
So I look at, I appreciate all the belief today. I appreciate, and I'm in the hope category. I truly hope, and I have hope, they're going to come out and win the game tonight. But when you hit me with the believe and then you follow it up with Aaron Nola, I mean, that one's, it's tough to feel it. I mean, I'm hoping for two clean innings and you're talking up Aaron Nola. Again, no Phillies pitchers ever started a postseason game with a higher regular season ERA that particular season.
Oh, no, and I'm looking at the, you know, the matchup predictor.
You're going to bury those numbers or you're going to tell us? Yeah,
no, I ain't going to tell you.
Okay.
The people in the UP chat looking at me, I'm making faces.
Here's my great hope for the first inning. The ball that Ohtani hits to the moon, let's just hope it hooks foul.
It's not happening.
It's going to happen. It's just a matter of hope it hooks foul and doesn't go fair.
I think Nola paints for two innings.
Paint. Like zeros
like,
on the
like,
board?
Like, you know, what's the dude with the afro? Bob Ross? He going to get his Bob Ross on. Or is it Bob James?
No, it's Bob Ross.
Yeah, he going to get his Bob
Who's
Ross
Bob
on.
Bob James?
I don't know. Ain't that the piano man? I'm thinking about Bob James.
Bob
the piano
James?
Man. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, it's Bob Ross.
It feels like a pretty common name. I'm sure there's plenty of people named Robert James. I mean, it's not,
talking about?
It's not that.
Bob Ross, he going to paint like Bob Ross. He painting happy little trees up in this piece. It's going to happen. And you just got to believe, man. We need to channel all of our positive energy out to L.A. for Aaron Nola tonight. Just give us two. Now, here's the kicker.
Give us two.
No. So here's the kicker. And I thought about this, and I workshopped this a little bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, if he gives you two solid innings, Joe, do you go back to the well?
Well,
that's
see,
what I'm, you know
so,
what I'm saying?
So here's my
you go back to the well.
Here's what I'm doing. I don't want him to face Ohtani twice. So three's the limit. Three perfect innings, and then I start thinking about I got to get him out of the game.
Okay, so he gives you two.
Two.
So what is your comfort level for the third?
He goes back out for the third, and I have Ranger ready to go. And at the first sign of trouble, get him out. Get him out of the game.
Yeah, because see, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not a dummy. I know some might beg the difference, but the thing is, how far are you willing to ride that hot hand? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's that's the question.
You know the stance sprinter stand in or like bend over him when they're about. I need Topper in the sprinter stance at the top of the dugout. Yes, as soon as Nola's in trouble.
So you not believe it? Like when you ask how you're feeling, you don't believe it?
No. I mean, it's just I'm just trying to buy innings to get the ball to Ranger tonight. 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us coming up on the other side. We'll get a quick Eagles fix with Elliot. He was down there yesterday. Elliot was trying.
He asked the hard question.
Well, especially after Jimmy Kemsky broke the story about Saquon and AJ and Jalen talking. I mean, it was a big shift, I would think, in the odds this week for Eagles Insider of the Year. So Elliot tried to win it back yesterday. He was all over the questions to Saquon, to Jalen Hurts. We'll talk to Elliot next about the game tomorrow night, which feels weird. The Eagles are playing tomorrow night against the Giants. Also, interesting comment from Brian Daboll about what he sees when he watches the tape of the Eagles offense. Is Brian Daboll being truthful with us, or is he trying to put a little dissension in the ranks? We'll ask Elliot about that. Your calls as well on the Phils. Hope or believe that we'll push this state to game four. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You could build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.